This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday signed a bill that suspends the U.S. government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, averting what would have been a first-ever default. Lisa Bernard has more.
In the end, Republicans won about $1.5 trillion in spending reductions over 10 years, which may or may not be fully realized. Their opening bid was for $4.8 trillion in savings over a decade. Both parties walled off the sprawling Social Security and Medicare retirement and health care programs from cuts. Despite the Treasury meeting its debt obligations, the possibility of another U.S. credit rating downgrade is still on the table. Fitch Ratings on Friday said the United States' AAA rating remains on negative watch. It cited repeated political standoffs and last-minute suspensions for, quote, lowering confidence in governance on fiscal and debt matters.
That was Lisa Bernard for Reuters. Just hours after U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin rebuked China for refusing to hold military talks, the State Department announced that a senior U.S. official will travel to China next week to try to boost communication with Beijing at a time of tense relations between the two countries.
I am deeply concerned that the PRC has been unwilling to engage more seriously on better mechanisms for crisis management between our two militaries.
A senior Chinese military official struck back at Austin, saying the U.S. was responsible for a breakdown in dialogue by ramping up sanctions on Chinese officials and destabilizing the Asia-Pacific region with its military presence. The influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has vowed again to push for a second launch of a spy satellite. Kim Yo-jong's statement Sunday also included criticism of a recent U.N. Security Council meeting convened over North Korea's launch last week. This is VOA News. India's railway minister says the train derailment that killed more than 300 people and injured hundreds more was caused by an error in the electronic signaling system that led a train to wrongly change tracks. His explanation Sunday came as the authorities worked to clear the mangled wreckage of two passenger trains that derailed Friday night in eastern India in one of the country's deadliest rail accidents in decades. Israel's cabinet met Sunday in Jerusalem, and one order of business was discussion of a gun battle along Israel's southern border with Egypt that left three Israeli soldiers and an Egyptian officer dead. The Israeli army said the officer was in Israeli territory Saturday when he killed two soldiers during a drug smuggling attempt. Egypt said he had been chasing drug smugglers when he entered Israel. The United Arab Emirates says it wants to deliver game-changing results at the upcoming UN climate summit, but says the fossil fuel industry needs to be involved. AP correspondent Karen Chamas with more.
The comments were made by a senior UAE official, Majid Al-Suwaidi, who as Director General of the summit plays a key role in the diplomatic negotiations. Al-Suwaidi told the Associated Press that inclusivity is essential to a successful outcome.
How can we talk about reducing emissions from a sector without including the members of that sector? It doesn't make any sense.
Environmental campaigners have slammed the presence of oil and gas lobbyists at previous rounds of talks. They argue that the interests of the fossil fuel industry are opposed to the goal of cutting greenhouse gas emissions. I'm Karen Chamas.
Republican 2024 presidential candidates attended a so-called roast and ride event in Iowa on Saturday, 6 months ahead of the Iowa caucus, one of the first presidential nomination contests in the country. Here's VOA's Marissa Melton.
Following a ride out with a large group of bikers, the presidential hopefuls took their turn to speak to voters against a rural backdrop of bales of hay and tractors. Former U.S. President Donald Trump remains the Republican frontrunner, but his nearest challenger is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Former Vice President Mike Pence and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie are expected to enter the race next week. Other Republicans who've entered the race include U.S. Senator Tim Scott and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. The growing Republican field concerns many Trump opponents inside the Republican Party. They fear a large number of challengers will splinter the vote and hand the party's nomination to Trump, who can rely on at least 30% of the Republican base to back him. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.